Chapter 15. And as soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders, the scribes, and the whole Sanhedrin. And they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" And he answered him and said, "Thou sayest it." And the chief priests accused him of many things. And Pilate again asked him, saying, "Hast thou no answer to make? Behold how many things they accuse thee of." But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate wondered. Now at festival time he used to release to them one of the prisoners, whomever they had petitioned for. Now there was a man called Barabbas, imprisoned with some rioters, one who in the riot had committed murder. And the crowd came up and began to ask that he do for them as he was wont. But Pilate addressed them, saying, "Do you wish that I release to you the king of the Jews?" For he knew that the chief priests had delivered him up out of envy. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas for them instead. But Pilate again spoke and said to them, "What then do you want me to do with the king of the Jews?" But they cried out again, "Crucify him!" But Pilate said to them, "Why, what evil has he done?" But they kept crying out the more, "Crucify him!" So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released to them Barabbas. But Jesus he scourged and delivered to be crucified. Now the soldiers led him away into the courtyard of the praetorium, and they called together the whole cohort, and they clothed him in purple, and plaiting a crown of thorns, they put it upon him and began to greet him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they kept striking him on the head with a reed and spitting upon him, and bending their knees, they did homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they took the purple off him and put his own garments on him and led him out to crucify him. And they forced a certain passerby, Simon of Cyrene, coming from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to take up his cross. And they brought him to the place called Golgotha, which, translated, is the place of the skull. And they gave him wine to drink mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. Then they crucified him and divided his garments, casting lots for them, to see what each should take. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the inscription bearing the charge against him was, "The King of the Jews." And they crucified two robbers with him, one on his right hand and one on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, "And he was reckoned among the wicked." And the passers-by were jeering at him, shaking their heads and saying, "Aha, thou who destroyest the temple and in 3 days buildest it up again, come down from the cross and save thyself." In like manner, the chief priests with the scribes said in mockery to one another, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe." And they who were crucified with him reproached him. And when the sixth hour came, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which translated is, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And some of the bystanders on hearing this said, "Behold, he is calling Elias." But someone ran, soaked a sponge in common wine, and put it on a reed, and offered it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elias is coming to take him down." But Jesus cried out with a loud voice and expired. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who stood facing him saw how he had thus cried out and expired, he said, "Truly this man was the Son of God." And some women were also there, looking on from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the Less, and of Joseph, and of Salome. These used to accompany him and minister to him when he was in Galilee, besides many other women who had come with him to Jerusalem. Now when it was evening, as it was the day of preparation, that is, the eve of the Sabbath, there came Joseph of Arimathea, a counselor of high rank, who was himself looking for the kingdom of God. And he went in boldly to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. But Pilate wondered whether he had already died, and sending for the centurion, he asked him whether he was already dead. And when he learned from the centurion that he was, he granted the body to Joseph. And Joseph bought a linen cloth and took him down and wrapped him in the linen cloth and laid him in a tomb which had been hewn out of a rock. Then he rolled a stone to the entrance of the tomb. But Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, were looking on and saw where he was laid.